Welcome to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important and thought-provoking topics on the OCR specification, prejudice and discrimination. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is packed with everything you need to know to earn top marks. So grab a pen, settle in, and let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's begin with the absolute fundamentals, because this is where so many candidates lose marks right at the start. Prejudice and discrimination are not the same thing, and examiners will specifically credit candidates who make this distinction clearly. Here's the key. Prejudice is an attitude. It lives in your mind. Discrimination is an action. It happens in the real world. Think of it this way. Prejudice is the thought. Discrimination is what you do because of that thought. A person might hold a prejudiced belief about someone from a different race, religion, or gender, but if they never act on it, they have not discriminated. The moment that prejudiced attitude leads to unfair treatment, exclusion, or harm, it becomes discrimination. Now, OCR examiners want you to use precise, theological, and legal language. The Equality Act 2010 is your legal anchor here. Passed in the UK in 2010, it legally protects people from discrimination on the basis of 9 protected characteristics. These include age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion or belief, sex, and sexual orientation. You should know at least 4 or 5 of these for the exam. Now let's talk about the types of prejudice and discrimination the specification focuses on. There are 3 main ones: racism, sexism, and religious intolerance. Racism is prejudice or discrimination based on a person's race or ethnicity. Sexism is prejudice or discrimination based on gender. Religious intolerance is prejudice or discrimination based on someone's religious beliefs or lack of belief. Section 2, Christian responses and sources of wisdom. This is where the exam marks really start to flow because OCR specifically rewards candidates who embed theological arguments and named sources of wisdom and authority, what the specification calls SOA. The most important biblical reference for this topic is Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Written by the Apostle Paul, it reads, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." This is a foundational text for Christian arguments against prejudice and discrimination. It teaches that in God's eyes, all human distinctions, racial, social, and gender-based, are irrelevant. All people are equal before God. Another essential reference is Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, which states that God created human beings in his own image. This concept, known as the Imago Dei, the image of God, is central to Christian arguments for human dignity and equality. If every person bears the image of God, then to discriminate against them is, in a sense, to dishonor God himself. The parable of the Good Samaritan, found in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, is equally vital. In this story, a Jewish man is beaten and left by the roadside. A priest and a Levite, both respected Jewish figures, pass by without helping. But a Samaritan, a member of a group despised by Jews at the time, stops and cares for the injured man. When Jesus asks who was the true neighbor, the answer is clear: the one who showed mercy, regardless of background. This parable directly challenges religious and racial prejudice. Examiners will credit you for explaining not just what the parable says, but what it teaches about crossing social and religious boundaries. Now, here's something critically important that many candidates miss. You must acknowledge denominational divergence within Christianity. Not all Christians respond to discrimination in the same way. Take the question of women in religious leadership. The Roman Catholic Church does not ordain women as priests based on the argument that Jesus chose only male apostles and that this reflects God's intended order. The Church of England, by contrast, began ordaining women as priests in 1994 and as bishops in 2015. This is a live tension within Christianity between scriptural inclusivity, as expressed in Galatians 3, verse 28, and historical or denominational tradition. When you write "Christians believe," examiners will penalize you unless you qualify that statement. Say instead, "Many Christians believe, though Catholic teaching holds that." This shows the nuanced understanding that earns level 3 and level 4 marks. Section 3, Key Individuals. Let's now look at the key individuals OCR expects you to know. These are real people who put their faith into action against discrimination. First, Martin Luther King Jr. Born in 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia, King was a Baptist minister and the most prominent leader of the American civil rights movement. He was deeply influenced by his Christian faith and the teachings of Jesus. He drew on the Sermon on the Mount and the principle of agape, unconditional love, to advocate for nonviolent resistance to racial segregation. His famous I Have a Dream speech, delivered in Washington, D.C. in August 1963, called for racial equality and justice. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. King's work is a perfect example of religious motivation driving social action against discrimination. Second, Desmond Tutu. Born in 1931 in South Africa, Tutu was an Anglican archbishop who became a leading voice against apartheid, the system of institutionalized racial segregation that operated in South Africa from 1948 until 1994. Tutu won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1984. After apartheid ended, he chaired the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which sought to heal South Africa through restorative justice rather than revenge. Tutu famously said, "My humanity is bound up in yours, for we can only be human together." His theology of Ubuntu, the African concept that a person is a person through other people, is a powerful theological argument against discrimination. Third, Rosa Parks. In December 1955, Rosa Parks, a Black American woman, refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus to a white passenger. Her arrest sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, a 381-day protest that became a landmark moment in the civil rights movement. While Parks was not primarily a religious figure, her act of resistance was supported and amplified by the Black church community, including Martin Luther King. Section 4. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. The OCR religious studies paper uses specific command words and you must respond to them precisely. When you see describe, you need two developed features with supporting information. Keep it factual and specific. When you see explain, you need to give reasons and causes, not just describe. Use connective language. This matters because, this leads to, as a result. When you see discuss, and this is the big 15-mark question, you need a sustained, balanced argument. OCR awards marks for a logical chain of reasoning, not a list of disconnected points. A great structure to use is what I call FARM, for, against, respond, make a judgment. Start with the strongest argument for the statement, then the strongest argument against, then respond to the tension between them, and finally make a clear, justified conclusion. Now, the most common mistakes. Number one, conflating prejudice and discrimination. Do not use these words interchangeably. Define them separately at the start of your answer. Number two, writing Christians believe without qualification. Always acknowledge that different denominations hold different views. Catholic, Anglican, and evangelical perspectives can all differ. Number three, writing a sociological essay about racism without any theological content. This is a religious studies exam. Every argument must be grounded in a source of wisdom and authority. The Bible, church teaching, and the example of religious individuals are your evidence base. Number four, not naming your sources. Don't say, "It says in the Bible." Say Galatians 3 verse 28 states, or according to Genesis 1 verse 27, examiners specifically credit accurate citation of sources. Number five, running out of time on the 15-mark question. Allocate 20 minutes for it. It carries 25% of the section marks. Plan for 2 minutes, write for 16, check for 2. Section 5, quickfire recall quiz. Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between prejudice and discrimination? Prejudice is an attitude or thought. Discrimination is an action or behavior based on that prejudice. Question 2. What does Galatians 3 verse 28 say, and why is it important for this topic? It says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." It teaches that all people are equal before God, regardless of race, social status, or gender. Question 3. What is the Imago Dei, and which Bible verse refers to it? Imago Dei means image of God. Genesis 1 verse 27 states that God created humans in his own image, supporting the idea of equal human dignity. Question 4. Name two key individuals who fought discrimination and state their religious motivation. Martin Luther King Jr., Baptist minister, motivated by agape and the Sermon on the Mount. Desmond Tutu, Anglican Archbishop, motivated by Ubuntu theology and the Christian belief in human dignity. Question 5. What is the Equality Act 2010, and why is it relevant to this topic? It is UK legislation that legally protects people from discrimination based on 9 protected characteristics, including race, religion, and sex. It shows that society has recognized the harm of discrimination in law. Section 6. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Prejudice is a negative attitude. Discrimination is the harmful action that follows. The Equality Act 2010 protects 9 characteristics in UK law. Christianity teaches equality through Galatians 3, verse 28, Genesis 1, verse 27, and the parable of the Good Samaritan. Key figures like Martin Luther King Jr. and Desmond Tutu demonstrate faith in action against discrimination. But Christianity is not monolithic. Catholic and Anglican views on gender and leadership differ significantly, and examiners reward candidates who acknowledge this tension. For your 15-mark essays, use the FARM structure: for, against, respond, make a judgment. Always cite your sources of wisdom and authority by name. Never say Christians believe without qualification. You've got this. The content is rich, the arguments are fascinating, and with the right technique, this topic is a real opportunity to shine in the exam. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.